Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Praise God. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Prophetess Demetria. Welcome to Authority Grace, where we believe in great grace. Amen. I'm so happy to be here today. I want to welcome you from the north, the south, the east, the west. Amen. I'm glad you're here supporting me. I want to shout out to all my family, all my friends and loved ones all over, from Tennessee to Texas, all the way to Nevada, California, North Carolina, Wisconsin. Where else? Did I miss anybody? Well, if I miss you, you know I love you. Praise God. Thank you all for being here. I'm going to be speaking a little bit out of Philippians 4:23. Well, I'm going to start at verse Philippians 4, and I'm going to start around verse 3 or 4. But if you want to join me over in Philippians, that's where we'll be. I want to also thank you so much and let you know that I'm here to stir up the gift in you. Amen. I'm also here to enlighten you, to motivate you. Amen. And let you know that you are a child of God. Amen. And that you have been redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So I totally stand on God's word. I totally trust him. I totally believe in him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, as you do know. Hallelujah. And I hope all that are joining me feels the same. Amen, amen, amen. All right, so without further ado, I'll go ahead and begin to read some scriptures. I really enjoy Philippians. I know we're all familiar with Philippians. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Amen. And so I'm going to tell you and encourage you to rejoice in the Lord, even where you are right now. I can't see you, but we can, you can hear me. Amen. And I just want you to rejoice in the Lord always. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Amen. The Lord is at hand. Come on, somebody. And this word says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, be prayerful and supplication. By prayer and supplication, meaning be prayerful at all times. Amen. And by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. I'm going to pause right there because I want to say, you know, when we're praying, you know, we stand on Matthew 18 and 19, and we stand on Matthew 21 and 22, making our requests known, knowing that if we ask anything, believe in God and don't waver. Amen. And so what my subject, what I want to encourage you today, I say encouragement, encouraging you to pray, build your prayer life with the Lord, things that you need from him, begin to pray, stand on what you believe, amen, believe it. See, when you pray, believe, amen, believe, and understand that you don't need validation. Amen. You don't need to be validated to believe. I don't have to validate you and say, yes, you are a believer, and I see that. No, you already know you're a believer. You already know that you stand and believe God's word. Amen. You also know that he has you. Amen. He said, you're in camp about. He has angels encamped about you. He's encamped about you. Amen. If you're a believer and you know that God is real and that you believe in the power of God, amen, when you pray, you believe and you trust God, amen, you don't need validation for that. Come on, somebody. We were having a discussion this morning in my prayer meeting about being validated. We don't have to be validated, saints. We just know, trust, and believe. When we pray, we believe God. We study the word of God, and we believe what we know. Amen. Come on, somebody. Praise God. I want to welcome Dr. Black. I see Dr. Black is here. Praise God. Welcome, Dr. Black. God bless
welcome,
you.
Welcome, welcome.
Amen. And I believe Sister Zandra and Sister Joan and all those that are here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise God. So now I left off here where it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I want to hang out there for a minute. Give thanks to God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for whose we are and who we are in you, Father God. We praise God. We give thanks for a new day with new beginnings. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Because old things, the old things are those things that are behind us. Come on, somebody. Yesterday, yesteryears. Come on. And so we said, we're giving thanks for this new day. We're giving thanks for we have another opportunity to get it right, to speak your word in the name of Jesus, to acknowledge you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I'm excited about it, and I hope you are too. Amen. And after you give thanksgiving, he said, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Let your requests be made known. Put that word out there. Put your request out there. And then after you put that request out there, begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank him for what you're believing him for. Because we know that it's already done when you pray. It's already done. Amen. 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 And then we're going to go on to verse 7. He said, and then the peace. That's a good one. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We're going to be kept. Amen. That's what that scripture is saying. We're going to be kept. The peace of God. When you're all riled up, you all in a tizzy, whatever, then you're just all over the place. How can you be kept? You know, he said there, be still. Know that I'm God. Amen. Let your request be known, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. That peace that you have, nobody is going to understand it. The world can't give you the peace. Amen. Nobody can give you the peace. That person you're sitting next to can't give you the peace. The person you're standing next to cannot give you the peace. Your peace comes from God. And it's a peace that no one understands. Come on, somebody. Nobody understands that peace. Are you walking around here and they know what's going on in your life? But why you got so much peace? Why are you laughing? You so joyful? Because the peace of God causes you not to understand my peace. Amen. Because you didn't give me this peace. Money can't give it to you. Things cannot give it to you. Amen. But God gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. I didn't say it, but that's what the word says. And I know, I witnessed it in Christ Jesus because I have the mind of Christ. Come on, somebody. And then he said, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Amen. We love the good report, right? If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what? Think on these things. thoughts. Amen. And I know we've all experienced that, where we had to think on some good stuff so we can make it through. Amen. You know, sometimes when you're tired, you get a little frustrated, and then you can think about that last time you went to the beach or to the spa, and you just let your mind go. You put on some soaking music. Amen. That music that causes you to soak in the praises of God. Amen. And then you thinking on that good thing, and so your mind begins to relax and settle in Christ Jesus. Amen. So you have that peace. See, that's that peace that no one understands. Come on, somebody. Nobody understands that peace, because you're thinking on good things. And one good thing about it is that you don't have to tell anyone what you're thinking. You're smiling. They don't have to know what you're smiling about. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that scripture. Thinking on the good things that God has done for us. Thinking on that good thing, knowing that you believe when you prayed, amen, you made your request known to him, amen, you know that he's what? He's doing it for you. God is moving for you. He said, what is that over in Jeremiah, when the Lord, I think it's Jeremiah 33, before you even ask him, he's already done it. Amen. He said, before they even ask me, I already have done that. So why not go ahead and ask him? Why not go ahead and relax and believe in your asking? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I love you, Jesus. I thank you for this word. Thank you for the peace of God. Excuse me, that passes all understanding. I like to say that peace of God that surpasses. Because we know surpassing means it takes it on to another level. Unknown. Unknown to man. Hallelujah. That peace of God. Hallelujah. Dr. Black, would you like to have words? Hallelujah.
I'm in agreement with what you are saying, and it is truly a blessing to be able to be on air with you, and I'll just be the silent gatekeeper. But God is magnificent, and it is about the peace and the belief. And you put the two together, and God rains down his blessings.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Sister Zandra, would you like to say something about that peace? That peace that surpasses all understanding. Come on, somebody.
Yes, hallelujah, because, you know, daily we're taken to the slaughter daily, and we must know who we are. We must bask and rest in that peace, even when it looks like, as you said earlier, that it looks like everything is going all the wrong way. And just this week, I experienced having some things going on, and I just thank God for that peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's just like you said, people don't understand it. And
that's
sometimes,
right.
even if it does seem like it's overcoming you, when you do just say, wait a minute, I have the peace of God. And when we bask in that peace, when we pray and keep ourselves built up in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost helps our infirmities.
Yes.
And when we're going through things, because sometimes things can almost overtake us. And I found myself just crying out to the Lord and praying in the Holy Spirit. And I put a song
yes.
on, and I began to bask in that song. The Holy Spirit gave me the song. He said, just find that song and play it. And I was playing it. I played it until my soul was satisfied.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sandra. Thank you, Dr. Black. And you know, while you were talking, I was thinking about that peace. You know, that peace when you can put on that praise and worship music, and you can praise him. Praise him through it. Amen. And as you're praising him, what happens is whatever anxiety was there, it begins to move. Amen. And you say, move out of my way. Amen. I'm going through in the mighty name of Jesus, because I know that the peace I have surpasses all understanding. Amen. I don't have to look like what I'm going through. Amen. And that peace, what it also does, it lets us know that peace is it lets us know that we have cast all our care. That's what happens when you you say, I have that peace that surpasses all understanding. That means that I have cast all my care upon him. Amen. Because I know that he what? Careth for me. Come on, somebody. And when you cast your care, that's over in 1 Peter 5:7 about casting your care. That's how you keep your peace. Amen. I know this is a word for somebody right now. They're looking to see, how can I get the peace of God? And I want to say to you, the way you get the peace of God is that you cast the care upon him. Amen. Don't worry about the car note. Don't worry about how you're going to get those children's school clothes and for them to have the food every day. Cast that care upon him, for he careth for you. And then get in your position. He says, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Just stand. That's what he told them to do over there in 2 Chronicles 20. I call that 2020 vision. Come on, somebody. Stand and know that God has you. He has your back, your front, your sides. Come on, somebody. Look to the hills from whence coming your help. Your help coming from the Lord. Come on, somebody. That somebody needed to hear that today. You need to know that you can cast all your care. And I pray you do it even now. While you're listening in on this broadcast, cast your care upon him. Amen. And when you cast that care upon him, don't you worry about a thing. I'm telling you, because you know, when you sit, if you worry and you get anxiety about a thing, what happens is your body begins to cramp up and different little negative things. But if you stand on God's word and do what 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care upon him, because he cares for you. He said, what did he say? He said, if you cast all your care upon him, he cares for you. Then there's another scripture that tells you, take my yoke upon you, for it's easy. And guess what? The burden is light. And how does the burden become light? Because he puts and takes it off of you and put it on him. It's already done. Come on, somebody. It is finished. Isn't that what he said? That was his last piece right there. He did that. It's already done. So this is what I share with people. I say, you know what? He's already taken that anxiety. He's already taken that pressure. So go ahead and let him have it. Don't try to hold back. Don't try to hold on. Don't try to keep it to yourself. You can't fix it. Because if you could fix it, the anxiety wouldn't be there. Amen. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. His peace, amen, it surpasses all understanding. His peace. Come on. So with his peace being there, you don't have room to carry the weight. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, he said, let him come that's thirsty, and I'll give you drink. Amen. That's over in John the 4th chapter. He's going to give you drink it that you'll never thirst again. Come on, somebody. And that's what we're doing here today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody tuned in today because they were thirsty for the word of God. They were thirsty for some truth. There's someone listening that was thirsty to get rid of the anxiety. Amen. Trust and believe is gone. Hallelujah. Because you have been enlightened today. Amen. How did you get enlightened? You found out that 1 Peter 5:7 said you can cast that care upon him because he careth for you. How did that other thirst get quenched? Because you found out that his peace surpasses all understanding. Man can't give you the peace of God. Man can tell you about the peace of God, but he can't give it to you. Hallelujah. Only the Holy Ghost can give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. Glory to God. And he told you to think on the good thing, that thing that's true. What's true? What's true, Prophetess Demetria? What's true? It is the word of God. Come on, somebody. Trust and believe what God says. Put his word to work for you. And understand that you do not need validation to carry his word. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you that this word is falling on good ground. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That one that tuned in and was thirsty. Hallelujah. To know that your peace surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That one that needed to know that your anxiety is released right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of God, you are set free. And you no longer have to carry it. Your body is healed. When you release the anxiety, guess what? Healing takes place. Because you're now no longer cramped up and tight, worrying about the thing that you can't do anything about anyway. Glory to God. Let him have his way. Hallelujah. And remember the peace of God. The peace of God. And he said, whatever so thing is true, whatever thing is honest. This is honest word going forth here today. Think on this thing. Think on it. Hallelujah. When you're going to 1 Peter 5 and 7. Lord, I'm casting all my care. Just repeat that. I know I can't hear you talking back to me, but just repeat that. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Lord, I cast all my care upon you now. This hour at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I cast all my care upon you, Lord, for I know that you careth for me. Come on, somebody. And if you just keep on sinning until the anxiety goes away, hallelujah, you'll know that he has it. When you said, Lord, take it. I cast it on you, Lord. And then when you said that, immediately he took it. Amen. Don't take it back. Do not take it back. Let him have it. No matter what it looks like. Come on. He has you in the palm of his hand. He loves you. He doesn't want to see you with the anxiety. Come on, somebody. Let it go. Let God have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves you. He doesn't want to see you hurt. He doesn't want to see you in pain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We walk in victory, saints. We walk in victory. He has our best interests at hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for the move of God. Because we know, Father God, your word tells us, hallelujah, that we can do all things through you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He strengthens us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and receive the strength that God is pouring out on you right now, this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Receive his strength. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you today, Lord Jesus. for that one that's accepting your strength right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The one that is casting all their care upon you, for they have received that you careth for them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. They know, Father God, this hour that your peace that you're pouring out upon them, hallelujah, it surpasses everything around them. He said that peace surpasses all. Say that with me. All. His peace surpasses all understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know that when you stand, hallelujah, you are strengthened because you cast all your care upon him. Hallelujah. For he careth for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are the great reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like you, Father God. Oh, glory to your name. Woo, we love you, Jesus. And we thank you for whose we are. Amen. Don't you thank him for whose you are? Aren't you glad that you don't belong to yourself? Your reckless self? Hallelujah. We would be reckless without Jesus Christ in our life. We would be reckless if he had not said, "It is finished." Amen. We'd be reckless with ourselves if he had not said, "Cast all your care upon me, for I care for you." Amen. Glory to God. I thank the Lord that he's having his way right now in our lives. Amen. In our lives. Lives are being changed even now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Give a shout out. If you know that you cast that main care, if you know that you cast it on him, and you're not going to take it back, give a shout out. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Because you never have to take it back. Because he's fixing it. Amen. The moment you released it into his hand, he took it. The moment you released it, he said he'll take that little thing that's in your hand and make it grand. Hallelujah. But you got to release it to him. You have to release it to him. He's not going to snatch it out. You have to release it to him. Go ahead and release it to him. Release it to him. You say, "Lord, I don't have enough for the rent." Hallelujah. But you release it to him. Come on. Give it to him. Say, "Lord, this is all I have for the rent. And you know how much my rent is, Father God. And I'm releasing this to you. And I know you're going to take this to make it grand." Come on, somebody. Whoa, glory to God. Glory to God. You have no need to worry. No need to fret. Come on, somebody. Let him have his way in your life today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sister Joan, hallelujah. Glory to God. I see you there. Would you like to have words? Come on. Let the Holy Ghost use you this hour. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. I'm just being encouraged by the words that are spoken at this time. They're words of power and truth. And most important is based on the love of God. This is how he loves us. Hallelujah. All his promises are yes and amen. And I receive it.
Yes.
For it is from the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's on the inside of us. Glory to God. I just thank the Lord tonight. I thank him tonight. I thank him for just the strength and the ability and the love that he has placed inside of his saints.
Yes.
That we may keep our eyes on him. and know that everything we need, He has made it all available through the finished work of Jesus. Thank you. I thank Him for that. Thank Him for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise Him for it this night.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we bless your holy name today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Would anyone else like to have words? Come on. Let God have His way. I know, hallelujah, there's a great move of God taking place this hour. If you have the ability to call in and just give the quick testimony. Just give a quick testimony. 5-6 seconds. Just say, Lord, yes. Prophet Demetria, yes, He did it for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're welcome to call in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know God is moving in your place, wherever you are. I know God is moving because He's moving here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I want to give you the address, hallelujah, if you want to write in, hallelujah, give your testimony. I'll give you that address. It's P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Again, that's P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Praise God. Authority grace. Come on, somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm excited about what God is doing. Also, if you would like to join us for prayer on Wednesday mornings, that's every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can join us at 424-284-5500. Again, that's prayer meeting every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Telephone number is 424-284-5500 with your very own prophetess, Demetria. In the name of Jesus and a host of other intercessors. Just come and join us. We pray. We worship God. We pray agreement prayers. Amen. We study the word. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we've seen lots of miracles. Lots of lives change. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you for authority, grace. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah for authority grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I have one other scripture I wanted to read here. And that scripture is still in Philippians. I have a little interruption here because it's thundering and lightning here. Praise God. I wanted to speak a little bit more on Philippians 4:6, where he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. And I wanted to kind of just reiterate about the thanksgiving, thanking the Lord for all that you're believing Him for, thanking the Lord for all that He's done and going to do. We have to be thankful at all times, amen, because we are men and women of God. We are believers, amen, and so we want to just continue to be thankful. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you because your grace is sufficient for us, and we spoke on that before about His grace being sufficient. It means it never runs out. It's never empty, amen. So I just wanted to encourage you to be in a mode of thanksgiving at all times. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank and, you know, I've been investigating, you know, about Thanksgiving. I have really been doing a lot of, I call it investigating because I was digging deep. I wanted to know about Thanksgiving. Why is it hard for us as men and women of God to give thanks? Lord, we thank you for you moved some stuff out of the way. You caused it to be desolate. Amen. When I spoke it, amen, it came into existence. He said, because if we speak that thing that is not, so shall it be. Amen. And so amen, we know that I'm thankful that God moved it out of the way for me. I haven't got there yet, but I'm on my way, and I know there's nothing blocking me. There's no detours, amen, because I prayed before I started on my journey. Come on, somebody. Praise God. So I'm thankful, yeah, and I really am grateful, amen, that God is moving in this hour for his people. And he's operating that, causing his people to operate in belief. There's a lot of believe going on, believe centers, believe companies now. Amen. Now we just want them to add the word of God to that believing. They have the strength to believe. They have the knowledge to believe. Believe in God. Believe that he can change those things that are not. Amen. Believe.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead, somebody. Amen. Have your way.
Amen. I this is Joan, and I was reading the same scripture today out of the New Living Translation, Philippians 4 and 6. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything.
Amen.
And it says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. And then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Thank you, Lord. Praise God for that. He said, yes, pray about everything.
Everything.
Let your request be known unto God. And earlier, I think you said, cast all your cares upon him.
Yes.
Because he cares for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for
yes.
that. Thank you for that word
of
encouragement.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for the words of encouragement. Amen.
Yes.
You know, and while we're talking about prayer, while we're talking about the encouragement, you know, if there's anyone that would like to call in, we would love to pray with you. Amen. We would love to pray with you and watch God move. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The line to call on, if you would like to pray, for us to pray with you and be in agreement with you, is 888-627-6008. Again, if you would like for us to pray for you while we're here on the air, dial 888-627-6008. We'll be glad to pray with you. The whole prayer team is here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we love to pray. Amen. We love to pray. We pray agreement prayers. Hallelujah. Standing on God's word. Hallelujah. And we know that he moves mightily in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Again, that number for you to call in for us to pray with you is 888-627-6008. We believe God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We thank you for those that would like to call in, but maybe they're nervous. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For that one that wants to call in. Hallelujah. But it's just a little nervous. We believe God. There's someone believing God for the finances for their children. In the name of Jesus, as they go back to school. But the Lord wants you to know, don't worry. Do not worry. Do not fret. He has you. He heard your request. Yeah. Amen. He heard your request before you signed on to this radio broadcast. Amen. We believe God. Hallelujah. You stand on that word. Hallelujah. Stand on it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, cast all your care. Don't hold back.
Yes.
Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Amen. Yes. Call 888. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 888-627-6008. Hallelujah. Welcome, Elise. Welcome.
Hey, Matt, I tried to get on this 88 number earlier, and I didn't.
Welcome.
Nothing came on, so then I dialed the other number. But I just thank the Lord, and I want you all to pray for me that I die to everything that's not like God. And I just want to say this. The Lord is a supernatural God, and he want us to live in that supernatural. But the enemy want us live in this natural world. And as we begin to get over, and I thought about years ago how I used to walk in that supernatural. I mean, miracle after miracle. But anyway, I thank God I'm back home in Oklahoma, and I still got
God.
seven weeks of radiation 5 days a week. But I'm believing God that I get fat and his will be done in my life, because I'm excited, saints. I'm glad to be saved. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're believing God with you, Sister Elise. Yes, we're standing with you in the name of Jesus, that you will just continue to be strengthened. Even in these next 7 weeks, we know God is moving. Hallelujah. By his mighty power, we thank the Lord that you are healed. Already when you put the request in, hallelujah, glory to God. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath, glory to God. You have no need to fight in this battle, hallelujah, glory to God. Continue to stand, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a phenomenal God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Amen. There's none like
him.
Hallelujah. He's the only true and living God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Just continue to call that number, 888-627-6008. And we're going to pray and just continue to be praying for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're casting all our care upon him, for he careth for us. And that's the assignment. Hallelujah. And that's your assignment for this week and on and on and on and on. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Remember, Philippians, the 4th chapter, you're going to have his peace. His peace, not the peace that the world give you. Come on, somebody. Because that peace is what? It's temporary. Amen. But the peace that God gives us, it lasts. It's everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, you can also call that 888-627-6008 and give us praise reports as well. We know God is moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the honor, all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. We thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is doing in this hour. Amen. 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 Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Sister Zandra, did you have any words you would like to share? You have a praise report. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Did you want
to, glory to God,
you know, reiterate on 1 Peter? Hallelujah. Oh, or yes, Philippians.
I am so encouraged, even more so, even with 1 Peter 5 and 7, and rejoicing in the Lord and casting my care and just consenting to what he has already said and his love for us. And it's already finished. Calling those things into being as though they are. In the midst of that storm, call it what he said it is. And I'm even encouraged even more as I've been on the broadcast today with my sisters and my brothers. Praise God. I'm just delighted and encouraged and thank God for victory every day in Christ.
Every day. Yes.
Yes. And that peace, we can never say enough about his peace that he's given to us. And I'm going to do a word study on the word consent. Because when he went and got when the father sent and got the lost sheep, the one lost sheep, and he was, the question was asked, did he repent? How did he repent? And the answer came back, he didn't, but he consented to being helped. He consented to the Lord helping him. And as we consent to God's help, as far as casting our care and speaking his word boldly, glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you, Jesus.
For himself,
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That's my praise report for who he is and who he is in us today as a unit, as a members one of another, flowing one another together. We're not isolated. We belong to a body that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, hallelujah. We thank you for that washing. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that we have been washed in the blood. Amen.
I have a praise report. This is Dr. Black. So I'm
thank
giving
you,
someone
Black.
A you're welcome. So I'm going to be quick. So I was giving someone a ride from point A to point B about 30 minutes ago. And as you were bringing the word on being patient and understanding God and allowing God to do what he does, the word just permeated within the car. And initially the attitude was so nasty because they didn't want me to go the way I wanted to go. But I had already prayed that God showed me the way to go. So as the person was using their profanity and all in a pretzel knot, I said, well, the blood of Jesus, but I appreciate the word because I had you on speaker. And as the word was going forward, so was I in getting the person from point A to point B. And what they thought was going to take 40, 50 an hour only took less than 30 minutes. So, you know, we have to learn as people, we are not in control.
Come on.
And there is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost who is in charge. And sometimes we as people, we think we are in charge. The blood
Come
of
on.
Jesus. So I just have to say thank you so much for bringing that word because, man, I tell you, the attitude of the person who I was giving a ride to was up so high, and I
Praise
just turned
Jesus.
The volume up higher so that they could understand you are not in control.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, amen. That's a word in season. Amen. Hallelujah, that's when you know it's a word in season. Come on, y'all. When a word is when you're walking in obedience, come on, somebody, and you saying what you hear the Holy Ghost to say, we cannot see each other. But I guarantee you, hallelujah, that as we come on to be obedient, the Holy Spirit opens it up. He knows who's listening. Amen. He know who needs to hear a word from him. Come on, somebody. Yes. So it's best, hallelujah, to be obedient and say what you hear the Holy Spirit saying, because it's going to change a life. Hallelujah. It's going to save a life. Come on, somebody. When you walk in obedience, hallelujah. You might be walking in that grocery store. Come on. And you know you heard the Holy Spirit tell you to tell her, you know what? Jesus loves you. Come on, somebody. And that's probably the only Jesus loves you she's going to hear. I love you. That's probably the only one she'll hear all day. So that's why we have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Yeah. That's why when I opened up, I started saying, we don't have to wait to be validated. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit has already called us. He's already given us our assignment. Come on, somebody. And so all you do is do what you hear the Holy Spirit telling you to do, and that's to be obedient to his word. Amen. Be obedient to the voice of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, a life can be changed. We don't know what that testimony might be next to 2 weeks when we show back up. It might be a testimony where that person wants to listen in now and wants to learn how to cast their care upon the Lord and not to be so full of anxiety. Amen.
Yes, indeed. Amen. And a pretzel knot.
So we praise God that the pretzel knot is coming untwisted. Come on, somebody. By the Holy Ghost. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you all for showing up. Hallelujah. And tuning your ear in to be enlightened. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you.
I thank the Lord for what he's doing through Authority Grace. I thank the Lord that through Authority Grace, lives are being changed. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. And you're being enlightened. Amen. You're being motivated. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I know what it does for me, even as the deliverer, I'm the messenger. And what it does for me, it encourages me to go deeper. Amen. Come on, somebody. And I know we love to go deeper so we can be enlightened, be motivated to walk this walk. Hallelujah. Because every day is a new day. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. Praise God. I thank you, each and every one of you that came in and shared, hallelujah, what God is doing. And shared, hallelujah. And walking this walk with me, this journey with me. I praise God for you all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Joan,
amen.
Sister Zandra, Dr. Black, hallelujah. And my daughter in Texas, my son in Nevada, come on, my daughter-in-law in Nevada, my brother in California, hallelujah. I love you all, hallelujah, with the love of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, and I thank you all for trusting the Holy Ghost in me, amen. Glory to God, because truly, he is in me, and I mean Jesus all the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you for joining. Hallelujah. Authority Grace. Again, our address is P.O. Box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Glory to God. Authority Grace signing off. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Hallelujah. Yeah. I love you.
Amen.
God bless you all.
God bless.
God bless.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.